the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
Missouri State University's Moon City Press publishes stories, scholarship, and histories from the Ozarks. It's a joint venture of the Missouri State University Departments of English and Art and Design. Moon City Press features collaborations between students and faculty. I'm Andrea Mostyn. Dr. James Baumlin is a professor of English and senior editor of the Moon City Press. He joins me today to discuss the book they published about the late folk artist Robert E. Smith.
Well, Robert E. Smith is a Springfieldian, and to the extent that Missouri State is a proud school in Springfield, of course we consider him our own. He had many relations with art and design faculty, and he was constant presence on campus. He is today Springfield's best-known folk artist. His art is represented in museums from New York to California. And since he passed away, of course, interest in him hasn't waned. There's been a need to produce a retrospective on his art, on his work. And we're fortunate that Missouri State has an academic small press out of the College of Arts and Letters that was able to do a book, Robert E. Smith, that gathered together images from private collections in Springfield, the only book on Robert E. Smith that I'm aware of, one that was well needed at the time. And, of course, we celebrate Robert Smith even to this day. If you look downtown, you'll see the Robert E. Smith building, murals inspired by him. So Robert E. Smith, in my opinion, should be an honorary alumnus of Missouri State.
The book includes some of Smith's poetry and full-color photos of many of his paintings and murals.
The book itself was published, I believe, the year after his death, very quickly after his death. It was done in 2011. It was sad but not a shock that he had passed away. And he had many friends in art and design, so Dwayne Krieger and Eric Pravukin, Eric being an alumnus of Missouri State Art and Design, was a very good friend of Robert E. Smith, took care of him in some ways. And together they gathered up collections from private owners. Most of them are in Springfield, though of course his works are owned by people across the country.
Biographical information about Smith is also included in the book.
The thing to remember about Robert E. Smith is that he was institutionalized as a child. I don't know what diagnosis he would have gotten now, whether it would have been mild autism or ADHD. His symptoms were probably more severe, but it was at a time when family members didn't really have the resources to take care of children with special needs. And it was also at a time when people were readily institutionalized. So he was put in a mental institution as a child. And he was constantly escaping because he liked baseball. So he'd escape to go to the baseball games, to go to the Cardinals games. And every time he would come back, he would be disciplined. And the way that they would discipline him ultimately led to electroshock therapy. So he was wounded in various ways. But people who are wounded are also given gifts. While he was institutionalized, someone introduced him to art, and it became a passion of his. They fostered it while he was still in the institution. When they let him out, ultimately he came to Springfield. For the first decade of his life, he would just paint on cardboard, and he would sell his paintings on the street, along with self-published poems. And people could buy his work for $5, $10, and of course now that would go up to $500. But at any rate, he was quite a character for anybody who knew him. Perfect for Springfield. A very interesting man, a very interesting story, and Missouri State's fortunate to have been able to produce a book about him.
More information about the book, Robert E. Smith, is available online at mooncity.com. Dr. James Baumlin is senior editor of the Moon City Press, and I'm Andrea Mostyn for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397.